Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Fontaine from the Sixth Street Playhouse, among other places. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Roland.
So the Sixth Street Playhouse during the holiday season is going to be presenting Annie, identified here as a holiday musical perfect for the whole family. I think I agree with that.
Yes, it's certainly true. And the closing number is a Christmas song called A New Deal for Christmas, led by an actor playing FDR. The play set in 1933.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
FDR gets some solo singing moments in the production.
Yikes. Is he assisted to walk and stand up and so on, as he so often was during his days as president?
You know, he's going to remain in his wheelchair entire time, but he's a very cheerful contributor to the overall positive outcome that takes place in Annie, the progress of the little girl from the orphanage through her adoption by a billionaire.
Yes. Was he a billionaire?
Yes. You know, there's a line in the production where his assistant, Grace, when she goes to the orphanage to adopt Annie, she's talking about Warbucks. And the evil Miss Hannigan, who runs the orphanage, refers to Warbucks as a millionaire. And Grace corrects her and says, no, he's a billionaire with a B. You know, and of course that makes Hannigan all the more jealous that Annie is being adopted, adopted by the billionaire. And Miss Hannigan herself offers to be adopted by the billionaire.
Well, being a millionaire nowadays is hardly worth mentioning even. It's such a small amount of money.
That is very true.
So at what point are you in directing this show?
Well, I tell you, you know, the show opens a week. The show opens on Friday, November 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving. So we have a week of rehearsals left. And because it involves a lot of kids in the cast, we have a double cast, the orphans, and added extra orphans.
So my goodness.
We have two casts so that we can rotate the cast during the 5 weeks of performances. And so starting this weekend is when we add the orchestra, we add the lights, costumes, and sound, and work with all of those technical elements prior to opening night on the 23rd.
You've directed this show before, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't. I've directed a lot of big productions before, but not this particular musical, no.
Right.
I haven't. It's a challenge, I tell you. You know, all the kids, there's 28 people in the cast, plus a cute, delightful dog. And I can honestly say I haven't directed a show with a dog before. And we have a wonderful golden labradoodles who are sharing the role of Sandy.
One of the all-time great dogs
is
the golden labradoodle, a wonderful, wonderful dog. I will tell you that on the press release that I'm looking at now, the paragraph that has the cast on it is the longest paragraph on the press release.
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it. I tell you, especially with double casting the orphans, you know, there's 40 people in the cast.
Oh, my goodness.
But only 28 are ever in one performance at a time.
Uh-huh. That's great. Through December 16th.
Well, they've actually, because it was selling so well, they've extended it, and they've added more performances on an extra weekend now. So now there's performances on December 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Excellent. So people out there, you can get those tickets at 63playhouse.com online or on the telephone at 523-4185. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Roanoke Park. Roland Giacobetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous editions of Sonoma Spotlight are available at our website at radio.krcb.org/RSS.